You're listening to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with a roundup of this week's headlines. The Wyoming state flag will be flown at half staff in Teton County today, October 7th, in honor of Clarine Law. The longtime Jackson business owner passed away in late September at age 89. She owns several downtown lodges, including Antler Inn, 49er Inn, El Country Inn, and Cowboy Village Resort. Law said in a 2020 interview with Wyoming Humanities Council that the people are what intrigued her most about living in the cowboy state.
I've had a job where I could interact with all Wyoming. Sometimes my husband thinks I know all 500,000 because they march in and they say, "Do you remember when?" And I say, "Yeah, I knew your grandmother." And, you know, age has some wonderful rewards.
Law also represented District 23 in the Wyoming House of Representatives as a moderate Republican from 1991 to 2004. The Capitol building in Cheyenne will also fly the state flag at half staff today in memory of Law. Jackson-based think tank the Chartres Institute held its annual 22 and 21 conference on October 5th. The event focused on the health of the environment, economy, and community in Jackson Hole. One of the speakers, Jason Baldis, is part of the Eastern Shoshone Tribe and the executive director of the Wind River Tribal Buffalo Initiative. He encouraged the largely white audience to bridge Western knowledge with indigenous beliefs when it comes to conservation and human development.
Colonization, assimilation, exploitation. We have to begin to challenge some of these belief systems and incorporate more traditional values. Draw from our indigenous relatives about how we can care more holistically for our land, the animals, and the water, and each other.
Baldiz's talk came ahead of Indigenous Peoples Day, which is Monday, October 9th. Jackson Hole Fire EMS Chief Brady Hansen retired this week after 5 years at the department. Hansen grew up in Alta, Wyoming, and has spent 30 years in emergency services, but he can't afford to retire in Jackson. He and his wife are moving to be with their children in Logan, Utah, where the family can afford to live.
When, you know, the fire chief can't even dream of affording to buy a home, then none of the firefighters can either. And that's a super big challenge for our organization.
Still, Hansen says he's been grateful for the opportunity to live in Jackson and be part of the community where he grew up. In fact, leading the department has been the highlight of his career. Hansen helped select the new chief, Steve Jelly, who is moving from New York to lead the department. He'll start on November 7th. Until then, Battalion Chief Mike Moyer will serve as interim chief. The Teton County Library just launched a new collection called A Library of Things. With a library card, people can now check out items like quilting supplies, a Bluetooth speaker, gardening tools, hiking poles, and much more. The library is joining libraries across the country in expanding beyond books to offer fun and practical items. Kayla Brocious helped coordinate the collection and says it's community driven.
We're just trying to make sure that we can reach as many people as possible and take care of some of the needs that people may have outside of finding, you know, their next great book.
Brocious and others hope to give community members the chance to try out things before purchasing them or give them access to items they may not have room to store. Community members can make suggestions for the collection at tclib.org/things. And finally, Jackson Hole Ski and Snowboard Club's annual ski and gear swap is coming up. It's a chance to get discounts on new and used snow gear. Community members can drop off items to sell on October 13th and 14th. The swap will happen on the 15th at the Heritage Arena. Visit jhskiclub.org/skiswap for more information about dropping off gear and early bird specials. Today's roundup included audio recorded by Storyboard Productions' Josh Griffith at the 22 and 21 conference. And just as a quick reminder, KHOL's daily newscast is temporarily on pause while we go through some staffing changes. I'm Hannah Merzbach, the station's new reporter, and you can email me with story tips at hannah@jhcr.org. That's hanna@jhcr.org.